Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we will be reading from Psalms 96 through 98 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. God bless you today. I praise God that you're able to be with me, even if you're listening to this and through the archives. I give glory to God for you, whatever time of day it is for you. Amen. We just praise God and we honor him even for your presence, because he is the one that attracted you to this page and to this season in A Year in the Word. And I'm so thankful for each of you that have been with me, amen, from January till now through August. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace that is touching each and every one of us, that is leading us, that is guiding us, amen, directly into your arms, Lord. I'm guiding us, Lord God, to you, that is pursuing after us to realign us and to align us, to direct us and redirect us, to reassign us and remove us and just move and regenerate us and restore us. Lord God, we thank you this morning because you are constantly rearranging things in our lives so that we will be rightly aligned with you, and so that we understand who you are and who we are and what our purpose is in the earth. Lord, we come against every ancient evil right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, every evil that has come against our purpose, because we were purposed for greatness in the earth. And one person's greatness may not look like another person's, but we all were intended to be great, and all of us were intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. Lord, and we honor you this morning because we recognize that you are the true and the living God, the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We recognize, Lord, that you were there in the beginning. You are the one who directed and who directed all things to be in the place that it is right now. You spoke the word, and we see everything that is in existence because of the word that came out of your mouth. Lord God, and you created man and woman in your image, and we give glory to you, oh God, because you made us in your image that we might have relationship with you for all time. That was your purpose, for all of us to be in relationship with you. We give honor to you, Lord Jesus, on today, because you came down through 40 and 2 generations and you sacrificed your life, making yourself sin. Although you had never sinned yourself, you became sin for us and took the death sentence away from us and redeemed our relationship back to the Father. Oh my God, we honor you on today. We give you glory, oh God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, Lord God, in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that you're forming in the atmosphere. We give glory to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because you are all seeing and all knowing and omnipresent all at the same time. And there is nothing that escapes your sight. Every word of prayer that we have spoken, you have heard, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord God, that things are moving on our behalf. Things are realigning, Lord God, that we might be closer to you, more involved, Lord God, in this relationship with you. We give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God, this morning. Lord God, bless, Lord God, all of our neighbors. Bless our friends. Bless our families, Lord God. Bring them back to you, Lord God. Continue to pursue after them, Lord God, until they give you that big yes from the depths of their heart, from the depths of their soul, and not just with their lips,
Father, in the name of Jesus, move in our president on this morning. Oh, Lord, you can turn anybody around. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Crush it, obliterate it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that has come against us, that has come against our timeline, that has come against our minds, that's coming against our thinking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, remove it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, and open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word on today as we read in the Psalms, Lord God. We're asking, oh, God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding this morning, this day, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we will forever, oh, my God, give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him thanks. We give him praise and we honor him this morning. Amen. As I said before, we are coming from Psalms chapters 96 through 98 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we honor God through every word of it. Glory to God. This is his word. Amen. That was, amen, inspired by him. Amen. He spoke, amen, to godly men, amen, that were instructed to write down the words that the Lord has spoken. They were as oracles of God, writing that the mind of God was speaking. They put it into print, and we are able to read these things. And this word is spiritually discerned, which means we must have the Spirit of God within us in order to discern his word, because it is a living word. Amen. And it is powerful. It's living and it is powerful. And it will do exactly what it says it will do. You must do what it says for you to do, and God will do what he has promised. Every promise that is written in the word of God is yes and amen for each and every one of us. Amen. Let's believe God on today, because his promise is yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord today. Amen. Psalms 96 through 98. Glory to God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of all the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Glory, hallelujah. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness, foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for righteousness, for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Amen. I have read and you have heard. Amen. From Psalms 96 through 98, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord a new song. Amen. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord, he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the whole world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen. Let's amen. We receive the word of God, amen, with uplifted hearts and uplifted hands. Amen. Let us hear the word on today. For Jesus is coming. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He is coming. Amen. Let's receive the Lord before he comes. Amen. That we might be able to all go back with him. It's important. Amen. It's important to Jesus. That's why he is constantly pursuing you. Glory to God. He constantly pursuing you. I give glory to God for that. Amen. Because there was a time in my life that I continued to reject him. And he was constantly in pursuit of me. And he did not give up on me. And I praise God that he doesn't give up on us. He continues to pursue us and pursue us and pursue us and pursue us. Amen. Let's say yes to the Lord. Amen. So that he will come right there where you are as you call on his name, Jesus, because there's no other name under heaven that is given to men that we might be saved by except the name of Jesus. There is no other saving name, no other name. Don't be this that has shouted several different names throughout all the earth, several different religions, and some may even look more favorable to you, but it's a trick. It is a trick. It's a bamboozle. Amen. The devil is up to shenanigans, and it is simply that. It is a deception. Only Jesus saves. Amen. And he said that whosoever calls upon his name, he shall be saved. Call on Jesus today. He will answer you. And from the pureness of your heart, if you call on him and turn away from your wicked ways, and we all have wicked ways. If you call on him and turn away from your wicked ways, he will come and he will dwell with you and he will speak to you and he will redirect your life and give you a name in heaven and write your name in the Lamb's book of life so that when you do transition into eternity, your name will be written. Glory to God, and you won't have to worry. Amen. As long as you obey, amen, the instruction and the boundaries that are within this relationship with the Lord. Amen. We give honor to God on today and glory, amen, to him. Amen. Because he is Lord and there is no other. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you will continue to join me, amen, as we go forth in this a year in the word. Amen.